You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Today, we're talking about high-speed rail, the bullet train that's projected to travel between L.A. and San Francisco in less than 3 hours. We're checking in on what's happening right now, what challenges the project faces, and who will be impacted by it. On the highway in and out of Fresno, where construction is underway, you'll pass lots of signs on the edges of farms that say things like, "No to high-speed rail," or "Stop the crazy train." Some farmers think the billions earmarked for high-speed rail should instead be directed at building dams to store water, something they need a lot of right now. The train is supposed to cut through farms in the Central Valley. So what does it mean when a train does that to your land? We'll find out at Cole Upton's Corn Nuts Farm in Chowchilla. Try and say that 10 times fast. 40 miles north of Fresno. That's where we rejoin KALW's Angela Johnston.
Cole Upton's family has been farming here since 1946. They grow 1,000 acres of wheat, almond and pistachio trees, and corn.
The corn goes for corn nuts, those fast food things you get. I personally don't like them, but, you know, we grow them.
The crops are grown in a perfect rectangle with an irrigation canal at the border of the long sides. And when I visited Upton last summer, High Speed Rail wanted to lay their tracks right through this rectangle of corn nuts crop.
Yeah, I'm going to take you for a little ride. I'm going to show you where the High Speed Rail is purporting to go. It comes through at an angle.
Upton first learned about this plan in 2009 in a letter from the High Speed Rail Authority.
A letter saying, "Congratulations, you've been selected to be in the High Speed Rail route, and please be prepared to have archaeologists, hydrologists, and every other kind of ologist on your land." So I called them up, and I got this nice lady, and I said, "Well, what if you don't want you on our land?" And she says, "Well, I guess you can say no," and I'm going to say no.
He wouldn't be able to do his job. He wouldn't be able to farm. It's not just that there would be a 200-mile-an-hour train speeding through his fields a few times a day. He says if the train cut through his farm like this, it would also cut off his water supply.
So I have lines this way, lines that way. Well, they're going to totally destroy that.
So Upton got involved, and he read up on everything to do with high-speed rail. He hired a lawyer. He tried to work with the authority, present his case to them.
Like go down next to roads. I don't care if they went down the end of my field. I gave them a route that took out the lower end of my ranch.
But it's not that easy. Upton's farm sits in a pretty unique location. It's where High Speed Rail wants to put something called the Y, a place where the train coming from the south can either go northeast towards Sacramento or northwest towards Silicon Valley, forming a literal letter Y. The rail authority says they've considered 24 different options for this segment, and this was the best one at the time. That was until last November.
Yeah, quite a bit has changed, and it all happened within the last month or so.
He tells me that High Speed Rail has now agreed to consider that road at the end of his ranch, a road named Road 11. His corn nuts are safe, for now.
She hits it on the lower end, so I can no longer say that I'm a NIMBY, not in my backyard, because now I'm an MB. It's in my backyard, but it's better than cutting through the middle of it, which they did.
We hop in his truck and head to the new location, near Road 11. Right now, there aren't any crops planted. It's just dirt and some old, dried-up corn cobs.
So this right here is where they want the tracks.
That's where they want the tracks. Exactly.
The train tracks are only supposed to stretch 100 feet into his property, but his neighbors won't be as lucky.
Probably take out his house and his barn and everything else. So.
Seth Rosso, Upton's neighbor, is actually out on his tractor near where we're standing. We can see him turning over the soil, getting ready to plant tomatoes for ketchup. Upton calls him to come over and talk to us.
Hey, Seth, it's Cole. Yeah, I got a high-speed rail question here. Lady Angela's from San Francisco. She's down here talking to farmers about the various routes and what have you, and she wanted to talk to you if you have time.
Rosso hadn't heard the news that the authority is now planning to go through his farm rather than through Upton's.
Hi.
How are you doing?
We have four sons that are 5 years old and younger,
and we keep a close hand on them, but for safety factors, I'm very scared to have more activity around here than what we currently do have. That's a concern of mine.
The high-speed rail authorities say they get that it's been really difficult for farmers.
Well, my response is, of course, we don't take this lightly.
That's Diana Gomez. She's the Central Valley Regional Director for High-Speed Rail. She's in charge of working with farmers and other landowners who are affected by this project.
It's our job, and that's primarily my job, is to ensure that the people that we're impacting, that we do mitigate and we do address all of the concerns, and that we treat them with the utmost respect and compassion. Because yes, we do understand that it is, in some cases, going to change how they do business, how they move around their farms.
And she admits that early on, they weren't handling their negotiations with farmers very well. But Gomez says they've learned from some of their mistakes.
And I know that it's not that simple, but you know, I think we're in a better position to be able to commit to them.
I tell Gomez about Seth Rosso, how he's worried about his kids playing on his farm.
Train itself will be behind a fence. You won't be able to easily jump onto our tracks. And so that would be my response to him.
And then there's the water question. Gomez was born and raised in the Central Valley. I ask her if getting water here should be more important than building a train.
Why do we have to choose? I mean, we've never had this kind of investment into the Central Valley, so why would we not want that? So from our perspective, it isn't one or the other.
While high-speed rail officials like Gomez think the project can be a win-win, Cole Upton feels the opposite.
Okay, it's a no-win position for a lot of people. You know, I'm going to be impacted on this. Is it the worst thing that's ever happened to him? No, you know.
But Upton worries the other route, the one that cuts through his corn nuts farm, could be back on the table if this new route doesn't get approval from higher-ups in Washington, like the Federal Railroad Administration and the Army Corps of Engineers. If that happens, it's back to square one.
I don't mind a biopsy, but I don't want an autopsy, okay? So if you want to take a little bit, fine, but if you're going to kill me to do it, you know, then I don't want to do it.
The authority says the decision should be finalized early this year. And if everything goes smoothly, construction would start in Upton's backyard as early as 2019, only 6 years before the date the first trains are supposed to run. And Upton thinks that if they start, they may as well finish it.
If you're just going to have a high-speed rail from, you know, Chowchilla to Wasco, I mean, you're not going to have a big lot of ridership, all right? I mean, hello?
The High-Speed Rail Authority hopes some of those potential riders will be people who have moved out to the Central Valley for cheaper housing and are commuting into the Bay Area for work. And many people have already begun that move. For Cross Currents, I'm Angela Johnston.